We're kind of in a bad situation either way. If we fight it, it'll potentially cost millions of taxpayer dollars. And if we don't, we still have to spend tens of thousands of dollars to essentially pay this guy off, which is the law, and then switch over to district elections.
Let me take his point for just a second to say that, for instance, in Santa Rosa, which may be a very different case than Windsor, I was told by the mayor, by the former mayor, that 90%+ of the people who ever served on the city council were from one quadrant, mm-hmm. the northeast quadrant of Santa Rosa.
Yeah.
And therefore, they sort of agreed that this wasn't the most democratic way to go about things.
Of course.
You're not feeling that same issue that way in Windsor?
In Windsor, it's a very, very different situation. We're kind of, obviously, first of all, we're much smaller. We're, you know, 30,000 compared to 170,000. Secondly, we have a very diverse and have had a very diverse council. Actually, the top vote getter in this most recent election, Esther Lemus, is you know, proud Latina, and you know, my grandmother was born in Nicaragua. So the fact that the lawsuit was trying to claim that there's not enough Hispanic representation is a huge farce. But once again, it's not really about trying to fix a problem. It's a legal issue.
The Windsor City Council will be working on the issue this week. Now, one of the reasons I was talking with Mayor Fopoli was his late January trip to Washington, D.C. to meet with other mayors, coincidentally during the partial federal government shutdown. At the U.S. Conference of Mayors, Fopoli, Sonoma Mayor Amy Harrington, and others presented a welcome contrast to the federal government's gridlock.
We were there in the middle of the government shutdown, and it got brought up over and over that in cities we can't shut down the government. You can't shut down, you know garbage services and electricity or water, sewer. It kind of drove home the point about local government being so key to everybody's lives.
Did you get some great ideas that you can immediately take back and start talking to your city council about?
Yeah, a lot of it had to do with fighting climate change. And in Windsor, we're doing a lot of things, I think, right, that we're able to share. So we have a tremendous amount of solar on our municipal buildings. And we have EV chargers. It's all about walkability, which is a huge part, too. So what development that we are adding in our downtown to make sure that it allows easy access to public transportation, to walking around.
And to taking a new shuttle bus, which recently brought thousands of people to Windsor's newest tourist attraction, a northern branch of the Russian River Brewing Company. Of course, you can't talk to any politician in our region without diving into the housing crisis here.
If you grew up in Windsor and you want to live there, you should be able to afford to do that. And so it's about like affordability by design, trying to figure out how we can have creative ideas for workforce housing in the right areas, near transportation, near services. So we're taking a kind of multi-pronged approach so that we can get all sorts of housing. So that my goal is that if you live in our town, you grew up in our town, you can age in place.